Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Bulletin.
20 minutes to 11, time to go to the Sports Freak, sportsfreak.co.nz, Graham Beesia. Do you like being called a sports freak? Is that a good handle? Do you like that?
Well, I'm kind of stuck with it, really, to be honest, Stephen. As they say, it is what it is.
It is what it is. As long as they're putting sports in front of freak, we're all happy. You may have heard me talk to David Moffat about their potential bid for the South Island Kia. I've come away being a cynic to now a believer. What do you think?
I'm in exactly the same boat, actually. Up until 10 o'clock this morning, I was very cynical and doubtful about the whole thing. But he comes across well, doesn't he, David Moffat? He obviously knows his stuff. He knows how to run a business. It seems like he's developing all the right contacts, and I think that's probably pretty important. I just think good luck to them. And as a Wellingtonian and as a Wellington Phoenix fan, I think it's great that this new team's starting up in Auckland. As much as I don't like them already, it's just going to be great for coverage of the competition in this country, and also gives us a much needed rivalry.
Well, here's hoping they have coverage, because I see the production company that has been running the A-League, the television production, has gone into liquidation, so they are scrambling to find coverage of the whole of the A-League, but it looks like they might management. I'm only concerned about the name Black Knights, the nickname Black Knights, because I was around when the Knights came to being, and it's just not a good sound.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look.
Does sort of bring up memories from 20 years ago.
But if the owner says that's where it's got to be, and he's pouring in the moolah, so be it. Speaking of Wellington, you're going to the White Ferns match today, the fifth and final T20. No Sophie Devine. Yeah. Any hope?
Well, it's a T20, so because of that, I think there's some hope. You can get a rogue result, but I think the last couple of weeks has just shown the gap between the English team and the New Zealanders. We've got three world-class players, and one of them's not playing today, and it drops away quite a bit after that. Whereas England just seem to have so much depth. And now that they've brought in their three players who are in the IPL, I think they're just a leap ahead. And I don't know what New Zealand cricket can do much more about it. I mean, they have increased payments over recent years. They have increased the number of games. They've brought in the New Zealand A concept, which I think absolutely has to happen. But I think a big advantage that the English players have got over New Zealand players is that they play four-day cricket as well. And I think that's just the way to bring players through, you know. And if you look at, for example, the men in the IPL, most of them started off as test players,
yeah,
and then worked on their T20 skills. So I think you just need that background, if you like, the more sort of technical and orthodox background before then sort of working on your power game.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. Is it a good day in the city?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yep, sun's out, a little bit of a breeze, you know. But, hopefully there'll be a good crowd at the Basin. And then again on Monday when the start of the ODI series.
Okie dokie. Super Rugby, would you have foreseen where the Crusaders sit, 0-5?
No, it's great, though, isn't it?
Oh, okay. At least you didn't put the knife in the back. You've gone straight to the front.
I don't think I'll ever cheer for a Chiefs side as much as I will this weekend.
Oh, you can't see the Crusaders winning, can you? At all?
They're at home.
Yeah,
and actually, I think the Chiefs over the last couple of weeks have been a little bit disappointing. They just seem to, I mean, maybe they're sort of saving it up for for the rush over the last couple of months. But I watched a lot of their game against the Highlanders last weekend, and I thought they were actually pretty sloppy. So, you know, I don't think you can ever take a game against the Crusaders for granted. But, yeah, it'd be quite nice if they turned the knife, wouldn't it?
Slow down, champ. I mean, it must be very hard being a Crusader when you know a lot of your key players are out. And is that the simple reason why they are 0-5? Players having left, injuries killing them. I mean, you see any footy team, if you can't keep a regular side on the park, you suffer.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all those things, really. I mean, obviously, a lot of key players left at the end of last season. They have had bad luck with injuries and suspensions, although, you know, you bring that on yourself.
Yes.
And then changing the coach at the same time. And I suppose you could say if you put your All Blacks lens on things, it makes it look quite promising for the All Blacks this season. You know, maybe Scott Robertson was actually really that good.
Well, it does, yeah. Now you're being probably quite harsh on Rob Penny, aren't you? Although some would suggest, the cynics would suggest he wasn't that flash at the Waratahs, so you get what you buy.
I think Razor, I mean, it will be interesting to see how the All Blacks go this year, but if you look at Razor's record with that team over multiple years, and his record with the youth All Blacks and all that kind of stuff, it would appear that he really is a pretty special talent.
So you're obviously just over the moon. You're sort of fizzing at the bung about the Canes at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's title town here at the moment. You know, the
hang on, Zawada's not playing for the Canes, and he's not going to play for the Phoenix. Do you think? So let's just back the truck up. Canes, title town. You think they go again?
As a Wellington fan, you never get too far ahead of yourself. To be honest, you just enjoy it while it lasts. But you know, we won the Plunkett Shield during the week to go with the Blaze winning the T20 competition earlier in the year. Hurricanes top of the table, Phoenix top of the table.
Yes,
these are giddy times, Stephen.
They are giddy times. I didn't see the Phoenix rise, excuse the pun, coming until I interviewed their coach, and now I get it. The man they call Chiefy, he is the Andrew Webster at the Phoenix for me.
Yeah, he has got something, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of Australian pundits in particular were picking the Phoenix to get the wooden spoon this year. And they haven't really got any huge name players or anything like that, but it's just actually the way they play. And if you go along to the ground and watch them, there's just a real cohesion about them. They just seem to know where everyone else is, and when they lose the ball, they track back in a hurry. Everybody tracks back. So hopefully it's going to be a good day on Sunday. And I think Easter Sunday, a 1 o'clock kickoff, is actually a really good time slot.
It's a cracker, but then next year you're up against Corica and Danny Hay in the FC. Do you think they will have any success in potentially stealing any of the Phoenix players with a bigger checkbook?
It's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to go down that route or not. I think they would certainly be looking at the Phoenix Academy to get some players coming out of there. But, you know, from what I understand, football in Auckland's pretty tribal, and, you know, Danny Hay has links to academies and all that kind of stuff, so he might just stick with what he knows and with his contacts rather than raiding the Phoenix. But it'll add to the rivalry if they do raid the Phoenix.
I think the good thing I'm hearing that they will potentially go to a pop-up stadium, the FC. That there was talk about a pop-up stadium, a temporary stadium, until Auckland figures it out. And I think they recognise that Eden Park is way too big,
yep.
and they may go to a pop-up. That's something to keep your eye on. Are you still on the Waz train?
Oh, absolutely. And
You're very positive today. Oh, title town. Suddenly just everything buzzes and you're positive about everything.
Positive about the Crusaders losing? Yeah, you're right. A lot of positive.
Jab,
it's a holiday.
Jab.
you would back them against the Knights this weekend. And again, from all accounts, it's going to be another sellout.
Confirmed. You know, is it a sellout?
You could argue that they should have beaten the Storm. But on the other hand, they never win in Melbourne. And I'm sure the whole coaching and management staff, when they look at the draw at the start of the season, they think, right, well, let's just put the black line through that game in Melbourne because we never win that. So,
that's a defeatist attitude. Come on.
Well, it is a bit, but it's realistic, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes, records would suggest that, but they weren't too far away. They weren't, I certainly
wouldn't communicate that message to the players, but I just think in the painting, you know, if you look at the games that you think you're going to win, that's not going to be one of them.
I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges of any team in the NRL is to beat the Storm at home. And despite them losing players who are world-class footballers, they still somehow manage to do it. Now, you have to put that down to the coaching staff any day of the week. Hey, mate, so where do you sit? Are you in the old press box at the... at the Basin?
Yeah, hopefully they'll be putting on some food today.
Typical. Typical journo, right? All you think about is food first, and the story comes later. I mean, how many times have you written something and there's a cheese scone bits all over your keyboard?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at my keyboard at the moment, and yeah, maybe I haven't cleaned it up since the last time I was there. I must do that before I head down to the Basin this weekend.
Graham, pleasure having you on Good Friday. Enjoy the match today, buddy.
It's a chat, will
it? Yeah, see you. Graham Beasley from Sports Freak, sportsfreak.co.nz. Our coverage begins at 12:30 this afternoon. New Zealand versus England, the final T20 day, Daniel McCarty and Jacob Oram with that one.